Sugya of Pasa Bobi Kisnin. Try to handle the few nukudas in the Sugya and then get to the halacha from the most common halachas of all Hilchas Brachas. There's a lot of nafkuminas, halacha lemaisa, a lot of nidainim that people never encountered until they started learning the halacha. And a lot of things that are not clear, betzem. Halacha, we'll try to do our best, based on Hashem Yisbarach, to make a little bit of seder. The Gemara's mevur on the Afman Beis Amar Aleph. Rav Huna ochal tleisa rifti b'nei tlosa tlosa rekava v'loi barich. Omele Rav Nachman adi kafno el kol shachirim kriven lov suda tzorof levarich. Actually read it like Rashi, it's machlik zeshenim what the adi kafno means. But the Rav Huna, the papashtas, Rav Yishenim understand that it's talking about that he ate pasav avikisnin and he wasn't mevarich acharov. At least he certainly didn't bench. And then Rav Nachman said, it doesn't go kafi your kviyas, it goes kafi the kviyas of Kuli Alma, if they're kvei le'asuda, tzorach levarach. The Gemara doesn't talk about the opposite, and it's a machlekes Rishonim. In a case where you're kvei le'asuda, and other people are not kvei le'asuda, that's a machlekes Rishonim. But certainly in a case where everybody else is kvei le'asuda, even if you yourself are not kvei le'asuda, that you still have to mevarach hamoitzi merchaz hamazon, as the Hemshel of the Gemara says, lachmani is ma'arvim him mevarach alim hamoitzi. Gemara says that's only kavas sudos alayim. That's the maskanas of Gemara that by pasuk bava kisnin, if you're kovei asuda on it, then you mevarach hamoitzi berachas hamazon. If you're not kovei asuda, then the bracha is mizaynos and alamecha. The shaila is, what's pshat? How do you have something that changes the bracha kafi the amount that you eat? And we're obviously not talking about a case where you ate less than the shear that's mechayev a bracha achreino. But even with that, regard to that, meman of shach really is the shaila. If it's pas, then even on one crumb, you should be making hamoitzi, and a kezayit, you should be benching. And if it's not pas, then even if you're kovei asuda on it, then you shouldn't have to be mevarach berachas hamazon. The same way that we find by a tavshil shel chameshes minei dagon, that even if a person eats 30 bowls of chalent, and he's certainly soveya to the fact of shir tzviya deraisa, nevertheless, he's not going to be mechuyev to mevarach berachas hamazon. Why? The pasuk says, Eretz asher lo b'muskanos techa bo lechem. The only time that you're mechuyev v'chal tevesavot erachto is dafka in a case where it's eretz asher b'miskanos techa bo lechem. Dafka by lechem where they kaveya a bracha of berachas hamazon. But if it's not lechem, even if it's chamesh mini dagon, and even if you have a shir tzviya, you're not mechuyev in berachas hamazon. So manushach, what is it? Is it pas or is it not pas? If it's pas, even on one crumb, you should be mevarach hamoitzi. And if it's not pas, even if you kavei asuda, you shouldn't have to be mevarach berachas hamazon. So really, you could clear a similar clear, and that is, what's the var in pas b'kisnin? Is it be'etzem that is considered pas just in a case where you don't have a shir kavei asuda? Chazal were meikel and they said you don't have to be mevarach berachas hamazon on hamoitzi, or is it be'etzem it's not pas? And Chazal were machmir in a case where you're kovei asuda on it to dan it as if it has a din of pas. What's a nafkamina? Pas a nafkamina is any case of a suffix. You ate a shir tzviya and you have a suffix whether or not you made a berachas hamazon. Is it a suffix daraisa or a suffix darabanan? Is it petzim daraisa pas? Just in a case where you're not kovei asuda, Chazal were mekel, or is it petzim not pas? And Chazal were machmir in a case where you're kovei asuda, but the whole chiv is only midarabanan. It's not a chiv daraisa. So the truth is, the Prima Gadim declares this. He clears the beginning of the halachas in the Mishbetos on the Taz in on Siv Vav. The Prima Gadim clears, what's the din? Somebody that's soveya from Pasuk Bava Kisnin. He eats 25 rogalach and he's soveya. Is it mechuyev midaraisa or is mechuyev midarabanan? And he says, what's an afkamin? In any case, we have a suffix. Whether or not you bench, is it a suffix daraisa? Is it a suffix darabanan? So he says, Darul Masor. I hope Darul Masor, at least in the Beis Yosef. The Mechaber brings it down, Malach and Siv Zayin, that there's three different shitas with regard to what's considered possible b'kisnin. There's a machlekes, not a machlekes to talk about, Be'ez Hashem, Pemshach. But there's three different shitas, what's possible b'kisnin. Is possible b'kisnin a dover, which is like a pas, which is like a kitz, which is like a pocket, and it has something, memule, be'egoiz, m'shkeid, m'divir, m'siko. Is possible b'kisnin, but be'etim, the dough itself is a regular bread dough, which is filled inside with egoiz, m'shkeidim. Or is it nilosh? The dough is not a regular bread dough. You kneaded the dough together with tavlinim or with meperis ukedema. Or is it something which you're kaisis, it's parach, it's something which is crunchy and brittle, and it's the derech only to be kaisis it to chew it, but it's not a derech to be kavei asuda on it. Kisnin from Lashon Yovish, as Rabbeinu Hai says. The Aruch brings down from Rabbeinu Hai green. The Prima Gondim says, Be'etzem, there's a difference between the three different types of possible kisnin. Two of them are regular dough. Just one of them is memula, and one of them is crunchy, but Be'etzem is flour and water. That it's pashit that if you have a shir tzviya, you're chayv midaraisa. The third one, nilosh, that's a machlekes rishayin, whether or not that's considered pas. If it's nilosh together, it's not a regular bread. It's not just flour and water. It's flour and honey. It's flour and something which is not a normal bread. That's a machlekes, whether or not it's a din of pas. He says Mechaber seems to go that it is, but the Rush says not that way, and therefore that's a suffix. That's a suffix. L'chura, in the case we had a shir tzviya, it'll be a suffix daraisa. No? It's, he says, there it's a svek sveiko. It's a svek sveiko, suffix whether or not you benched, and even if you didn't bench, you have a tzad that maybe in a chanami not mechuyiv midaraisa, does not really consider lech midaraisa. But the pashtus is, the Prima Gondim understands that the standard possible bekisnin is mechuyiv midaraisa bekaveh suda. Certainly two out of three of them, and even the third one, the way that he understands the mechaber is that it's considered pas midaraisa. So that is really the first shayla. That answers the clear that we cleared. Is it be'etzem pas midaraisa, just chazal were mekel when you're not kaveh suda? Or is it not pas and chazal were machmer? The answer is it is pas. It's pas gomer, and this is how Kivega goes, and this is how the Levush goes, and other, the Graz, that be'etzem is considered, it's considered pas midaraisa, just they were mekel in a case where you're not kaveh suda. And the shayla is farvos. Well, how could they be mafkiya the chiv? If be'etzem is bread, what happens that they're mechiv the mafkiya the chiv? So there's actually a fascinating Rashba that Mitzyachas says on Lamed Chesam and Beis. He says, "Upasavah bekisn and damer avuna lekamon kol shacherim kaveh alav suda tarch levarich klemish mevarich lefanav hamoiti lachav gimel brachis v'chiloy ochel alapachas mikan in mevarich lefanav rak beim rizenis." The Alma habrachis mishtanis b'shini ashurim. He's handling whether or not a bracha can change with the amount that you eat, and he says we have a raya from possible b'kisnin. If you have a shir kviya suda, you're mevarach hamayti b'rach zamazin. If you have less than that, you're mevarach mezenas and alamicha. So we see that dependent on how much you eat, that's what bracha you have to make. The bracha changes with the shir. Dr. Lohi snish nazeh. The possible b'kisnin ki loy mevarachin an aleh hamayti afilu alachiz kezayis. Vos epis that we're not mevarach hamoitzi on a kezayis, a pasul bekisnin like we are in bread. Haynu mishum de chashvinan lei kimishtane miminoi. We consider it a different min. It's not pas. When it's less than the shir kviya suda, it's not pas. V'teid lachashri bepas da'al mevarach an aleh hamoitzi bechazayis. A pasul bekisnin lei mevarach an aleh breminim zaynis. You can't tell me it's regular bread. I'll bring you a raya. Regular bread, if you have a kezayis, you make hamoitzi. This bread, if you make a kezayis, you don't make hamoitzi. V'aisleit, it's not considered bread. It's only considered bread when you have a shir kviya suda. If you don't have a shir kviya suda, it's not considered bread. Ela dikis shekoveya alav suda aso kepas da almo. He says, but if you're koveya, then they made it like pas. That's not clear. What does he mean, aso kepas da almo? He made it, Chazal made it. What does that mean? It's not clear what he's saying, whether or not he's understanding like the Prima Gadim that taka when you have a shir kviya suda, it's daraiso, or not. But the way that he's understanding is that in a chanami, it's not that the bracha changes, the min changes. Says the Rashi, the min changes. We want to know how could it be if it's a pas be'etzem, then how could it be that when you don't have a shir kviya suda, they make a different bracha? What happened? They were mafkiya the bracha. The answer is no, they weren't mafkiya the bracha. They were mafkiya the lechem. It's not bread b'chlal. The bread changes. It changes. The product changes. Kefi the amount that you ate. That's the chura, a big chiddush. There are also Zalderze also. But it's not clear that he's going like the Prima Gadim, that he's understanding that really it's bread midaraisa. Sounds like maybe it's only the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan they made into bread. But the way that we paskin, it seems that the Achrenim all go, that like the Prima Gadim, the Mishmur is Matzad like this also, in Reish Test, he brings this down also. That by Passover Kissin, by Pashas, is midaraisa, you're mechuyiv if you had a Shir Tzviya. So then what's up, Shat? What happened all of a sudden when you don't have a Shir Kviya Suda that you don't have to make a Hamoitzi and Birzamazi? Says the Graz, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, met him as he is before in the Beis Yosef, also in one line, just the Shulchan Aruch Rav speaks it out, Barichas, and he says that Midarais, you're only Mechuyiv to Mevarach Hamoitzi and Birzamazi when you have a Shir Tzviya. Mechalta Visavoto, Tafk if you have a Shir Tzviya. Chazal were Machmer on Kizayis ad Kebeto, like Rashi says, Vayosan Sugar, brings down, it's Machlekis. Ad kezayis or ad kebeitz, but that's only din the rabbanon. midaraisa, you're only mechuyiv to bench and make amaitzi when you have a shir tzviyo. If you don't have a shir tzviyo, you're not mechuyiv midaraisa. Chazal were machmir to say that even if you don't have a shir tzviyo, if you're eating the same product that you were eating before, that's a regular bread product, then you have to be mevarach amaitzi and berachas amaitzi, even if you have ad kazayis, ad kebeitzo. Chazal were machmir. Chazal were only machmir in something which is the derech to be kaveil of sudo. Something which is not the derech to be kaveil of sudo. So it's not motzi to use this as bread. They weren't machmir in a case where we weren't kaveil sudo. Certainly, if you were kaveil sudo, it has a din pas. And therefore, you have to be mevarach amaitzi berachas amaitzin. But you want to know, does it have the extra bazunder chumra that Chazal gave to pas, to real bread? When you have only kazayis, you still have to make amaitzi? Chazal didn't give that chumra to pas, which is not the pas, which is the derech to be kaveil of sudo. It's mezainis because it's mine dogan, so therefore you make a mezainis. Chazal weren't machmer. The din of hamaitzi goes together with birchas hamazon, and therefore if they're mafkia the birchas hamazon because you weren't kaveh atzuda, you're not mechuyev in their eisa, then memela also you're not going to make hamaitzi. You only make the regular din of mezainis. The only reason why it wouldn't go together is because you made a mistake, or because it doesn't have the shear to be able to get it. But Be'etzem HaMaitzi goes together with Birchas HaMazin. If you have a case where it's Kol She'eshpa and you're not going to have a shear, so therefore you're not going to be able to make it at the end of the day. But that's only a technical issue. It's not Be'etzem. Be'etzem is something which should be able to... The bracha of Mizoinus goes with Alamichio, and the bracha of... That was the Chiddush by Uriz, that it's not that way. But the bracha of HaMaitzi goes with Birchas HaMazin. Memeinu says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Be'etzem it is considered pas. And in Hanami, when you kaveh asud on it, you're chayiv midaraisa to be mevarach berachas amazin. However, in a case where you didn't have the shear to be kaveh asud, Chazal weren't machmer. They were only machmer by real bread. They weren't machmer something which is not considered real bread. Kum tois that the hagdara to be magdar what's possible bekisnin, it's something which is made out of chameshes mine dogon, which is baked in the oven like regular bread, like bread. It's not like a tafshul. But since it's not the derech of Bnei Adam to be kaveh asud on it, Memeil Chazal weren't machmer, kokama they weren't kaveh asud on it. And Betzim, that's what the basis says. Lahedim, when he's being mazal Rambam, he says, Shleikovu levarach hamoitzi v'gimel brachas afilu v'kizayis? When did Chazal say that you have to be hamoitzi v'chaz mozen, even by kizayis, which you don't have a shir tzviyah? Ela b'lechem shederech Bnei Adam l'kvaya alav. It's only by lechem, which is derech Bnei Adam l'kvaya, that's when Chazal were machmer. Kum tois, if that's the hagdara of Pasba b'kisn, then that's bread that's not the derech to be kaveh asud on. So what's the machlekes between the three shittas? Puk chazim, I am a dabar. What's the derech to be kaveh asud on? Then that's bread. If it's not the derech to be kaveh asud on, it's not bread. We have three shittas. Is it nilosh? Is it memula? Is it crunchy? All of them are not the derech to be kaveh asud on. What's bechlal the machlekes? So you could say that there's no machlekes. There's no machlekes, and everybody agrees. The truth is, mechaber brings them all down la halacha. And not only that, he says, "Va'alocha kidivri kulam." The halacha is like all of them. So you can say, "Nechanam is no machlekes." The problem is what he continues. Shalakol elu advarim neislehem dinim shomer bepasba bekisnin. Why does he end it off? For all of these, we give it the dinim that we said by pasba bekisnin. It's more mefurish than beisayisiv. He says misafik. It's all misafik since it's a safik. So when misafik, we give them all a dinim pasba bekisnin. What do you mean? Why is it a safik bechlal? It's poshit. All pasba bekisnin is a bread which is not a derech to give a lev suda. What's the safik bechlal? So the truth is that the Maamar Mordechai that was down on the Maamar Mechemes, the Elam should see it if they didn't see it yet. It's the Mishnah Berurah is the Bir Alacha is Metayin it. The Maamar Mordechai is Metzadid Bedas the Mechaber that in a Chanami that there's no Machlekes Bechlal. Even the Mechaber himself holds that there's no Machlekes, and anything which is not the Derech to be Kavei Asud on it, then it's considered a Din of Pas Baba Kisne. However, there's three big Nafkaminis that come out from saying such a thing. And this is what we have to bear in mind when you get to Halach Lamaisa, extremely negiah. At least three nafkaminas. If we say that there's no machlekes be'etzem, then kumtais, what's going to be by something which it doesn't fall under any of these tanaim, but it's not the derech to be kaveil of sudam. For example, let's say I'm careful about my fat. So therefore I don't deep fry my donuts. I bake my donuts. Now, you always fill donuts after they're baked or after they're deep fried. So I made a regular dough, donut dough, which tastes like bread, and then I fill it afterwards with jelly. Is it the derech to give a suit on such a thing? Nope. Does it have any one of the tanoim? Also not. It's fluffy, it's not crunchy, it's not nilish, it doesn't have, it's not a sweet bread, and it's not mamula, because the mamula came only afterwards. So did I find something which is not the derech to give a suit on? Yes. Does it fall out under the Tanaim? No. So what do we do in such a case? So if there's Be'etzim no machlek, if there's machlek between each one, everyone holds only this considered possible B'Kislin, so then only what's said over here is possible B'Kislin, what's not said over here is not possible B'Kislin. But if this is just three examples of what bread which is not the Derech to be Gvei Sudan, then even something else which doesn't fit under these Tanaim is also going to be fall into these guidelines. And there's a lot of nafkaminas when it gets to these croissants and other types of things that they dip it into sweet liquid after it's baked. But Be'etzim, it doesn't have a din of niloish. These type of things that they don't fit the gedarim. What bracha do you make on them? That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is you make a bracha on b'emtza suda. B'emtza suda, the halacha is on vaday pasul b'kisnin to make a bracha. Now, the only reason we don't make a bracha b'emtza suda on pasul b'kisnin is because we always have a suffix. Maybe there's three shiftas. We never know which one is the real pasul b'kisnin. So therefore, maybe it's really pas. It's not pasul b'kisnin. If it's regular bread, you're not going to make a bracha in the middle of the suda. When do we, yes, make a bracha in the middle of the suda? When it has all three tanaim. Give an example, kabukim, beer nuts. And it's also crunchy, and it's also sweet, and it's also mamula. In such a case, you make a mezernis in the middle of a suda. Why? Because there's all three tanaim. Now, if you say that there's no machlekes between the different shitas, and each one agrees to the other shita as possible of a kisnin, then even if it has just one of the tanaim, you should have to make a bracha b'emtza suda. Certainly, that's not a minute. And the third nafkamin is, what happens if you eat two pasta possible kissing together? Baruch Hashem, a pasta possible kissing in the back. One nilosh and one mamula. So we take now two cookies from the back. One nilosh and one mamula. B'chor you have a vade pas here. If you hold that each one doesn't agree to the other one, so then, for sure, only one of them is possible to kissing. We don't know which one. Each one we have a suffix. But if I have two of them, then for sure one of the two that I ate was pas. Not possible to kissing. Unless you say that they all agree to each other, they're all possible to kissing. So the chur, if I have two of them, I should have to wash. Certainly that's not the meaning. Do we done? We really have a suffix over here. This is the basic suffix that we have to clear up and get the possible b'kisnin. What's the gather of possible b'kisnin? If possible b'kisnin means that it's the bread that you're not, it's not the derech to be gaya suda on, so the chur should be any type of bread that you're not going to be a suda on. And there should be no machlekes in the shitas. If there's no machlekes in the shitas, then you should have to make a bracha in the middle of the suda because it's pashut that it's all possible b'kisnin. Elamai, you want to say that there is a machlekes. So then as soon as if I have two different types together, you have a ruggle and you have a cracker, you should have to wash. What's going on? So there's just one other nekuda that will before we get to the halacha, and that is it seems that not everybody understood that that's the gather possible of kissing. We're gonna Mirta Shem and Sif Yudzayin, for those that saw it, for those that didn't see it. It talks about kisnin, bread, which is filled not with mini mitzika, but with davar that you're kaveh asud on. Either with meat or with cheese or with Yerakis, there it doesn't say, it says dogim, basar, dogim, or gvino. So you have bread which is filled not with mini misiko, but with bread, with meat, something which is the derech to be kaveh suda on. What's the halach in such a case? Says the mechaber, you make a moitzi on it. And the makor is the tesis rid. The rid says it. And if you look at the rishonim bring down, that here you have a davar which is made for kviyas suda. The whole part of pasul b'kisnin is that it's not made for kviyas suda. Here you have the kviyas together. You have the bread together with the lifton together. You have bread and meat together. What more could he ask? It's like a hamburger sandwich. It's mamish like you took a hamburger and you stuck it into a bun. Of course you have to make. So that's what you did over here. You just baked the hamburger together with the bun. It's pashut in such a case. You have to make amaytzi. Says the Taz, ein lecha memula gedoy lemizu. He says, what are you talking about? For sure, if you're not kviyas suda, you don't have to. It's a mizaynus. What does he mean to say? For sure it's memula. But it's memula with a davar that you kaveh suda on, not memula with mini misika. What does he mean to say? Mashmoy says that he understood that the nekuda of pasma b'kisnin is not that it's not the derech to be kaveh suda on it. Pasma b'kisnin means that it's not regular bread. This is not the bread that Chazal were talking about, that the Torah is talking about. The Torah is talking about bread. You have a lachmania, that's bread. You have a loaf of bread, that's bread. You start filling it with other things, then that's like stuffed chicken. That's not bread. That's not the derech of bread. And Mamela, that wasn't, to say it doesn't have Teresa Denam, I wouldn't say that, because then if you kaveh suda on it, you wouldn't have to bench. But that's not the bread which is considered regular bread that Chazal were machmer on, they should have to make amoytzi on it. Not because it's not the derech to be kaveh suda on it. If that's the case, then in a chanami, it could very well be that there's machlokes between the shitas. What's mafkia, the same bread? Is it dafkiv in a case where you add in other types of ingredients, that's mafkiya, the shame bread? Is it if you make it different, that it has a kiss inside? Is it that you have to make it that it's crunchy? what's mafkin the shame bread? It's not telling in what's the derech to gvei sudon. According to the Taz, it's clearly not the case. The shayla is what's mafkia the shame bread? If that's the case, you could say in a chrami that there's a machlekes between the different shitas. How do we go alach lamaisa? That we will see beis Hashem very soon. So kumtais, we really just to be mesakim pasma bekisim bepashtes. If you're kaveya suda on it, it's a din pas midaraiso. Chazal will make in a case that you weren't kaveya suda on it, that you don't have to wash. What's the reason why? We have two different malchim. Either because it's not the derech to kaveya suda on it, therefore chazal were machmer, or because it doesn't have the regular tsuras hapas. That's not the normal eifen of pas. To have with a kiss, ukadim. Le'alacha. The machmer says, we'll start with vav and zayin. I don't know if we'll get too far, how far we'll get. And I don't know how many people saw Ches. The Mechaber says in Kuf Samaches Tif Vav. Pasav Abakisim Ravarach Lov Berimri Nezernes Lacha Bracha Achaz Mein Shalish V'machal Menu Shir Sha'achirim Regilin Likvoy Alov Af Afi Shu Loi Sov Mimenu Ravarach Alov Amitzi Bracha Samadim V'mitchila Yubedait Lecha Menu Ma'at Ravarach Lov Nezernes Ach Kach Ochal Shir Sha'achirim Kavir Lov Ravarach Lov Acharav Even though Hamaitzi always goes to Berachas Hamazon, we have an interesting case where you made a Mizaynis and then you have to make a Berachas Hamazon. Im Ocha Shir Shachirim Ein Kevin Alav, Afish Kovei Alav, Im Nevarach Alav Berim Mizaynis, Berachas Min Shalash, the Batal Dayetz Kol Adam. The Maitzim Mechaber Paskin, Zanik Teravid, he paskins that if you eat a shir that you're Saveya from it, but other people are not, that's not enough to be Mechaibi with Berachas Hamazon, and you're not going to have to bench. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down what's the Vard of Pasav Abakisnin. He seems to say, like the first Tzad that we said, the Pashtas. B'sif she'achrazem is bar mahu, va'af de bistam pas mevarach alav amaiti b'chol shu, v'alkazayis mevarach alav birch zamazin, shani elu dein derech v'ni adam l'kvayet v'dalsan aleim, v'rak oichlen reysan ma'at derech are. Says the reason why Pasav Abakisnin is different is because it's not the derech v'kaveil of sudo. And you only need a derech are. The figure of Brachas and Brahman is Zainis, Lacher Brachas Main Shalish. Elim Kain, Achashir, Kheya Sudo. Then you have to be Varech. The mail that brings us to the first question of what's the story with Mizainis rolls. Lachmaniot Mizonot that they have here. They have a lot of different places. The standard bread, the Lachmaniot that they serve on the plane. On planes, Ukadema is, or Mizainis rolls. You go into any standard kiosk over here, tens of different places. They have Mizainis rolls. Together with tuna fish or salad or eggs inside, whatever you want, they have it ready packaged up. Mezaynus ala michel. What's the story? Mitzad echod, you can't say like the Mishnah Berurah says. Ein derech v'ni adam l'kvayei suda al-tana lov. It for sure is. They use it in a case where they want you to be kvayei suda and not have to wash. That's what it's used for. Be'etzem. But be'etzem, it's used for kvayei suda. So it's hard to say that it has been a pasul kitzin. Mitzad sheni, why is it a mezaynus role? Because it's nilush bereiv mei peris. That means that most of the liquid which was mixed together with the flour was not water, it was mei peris, apple juice, or it was milk, if it's in pizza, ukadema. Mamela, the standard mezaynus roll, they use apple juice, ukadema, orange juice, apple juice, to mix together with the flour. If that's the case, lamais is nilush. So how could you say it's not possible b'kisnin? The basic shaila, in other words, is are these tanayim a siba or a simen? Is it a Siba, that as long as you have any one of these Tanoim, automatically it's possible B'kisnin? Or it's only a Simin. If it has these Tanoim, that it's Nilosh, or it's Parech, or it's a Memula, then it's a Simin that people are not Kaveh Asud on it. But if in a Hanami people are Kaveh Asud on it, then who cares that it has these? That's a Derech. It seems to be enough a Machlekes HaPoiskim. Kyodua, Badat, they have many different bakeries that sell pasav b'kisnin, sell mezaynus rolls. They put a little sticker on it, but that's it, hadach harad, that it's a mezaynus roll. They put on that's a mezaynus roll. And that's what they serve in plains, ukadeime, b'hashkachat abadat. I still brought down the Rosh Lama Zalman said somewhere, they brought down Rosh Lama Zalman that in a chanami that was min Yerushalayim. To be mekum, that's it, maybe I'll pay the badas, I'm not sure. It's not exactly clear who in the badas is included. I know Kimdumani the Ravid Bizmanenu is not maskin. La'alacha. The Badat is Nikva Kafi how it was always in the past. Lavdafka doesn't mean that everybody.
How do you share
Kviyas in whose Shita?
In the Shita, that the Kviyas is the one that they go to Zidon.
in a chanami, as soon as you have one bite, you have to make a hamitzi. Absolutely. Supposedly they asked, like was written down on the sheet, supposedly they asked about that, what's the difference between the chalot mitukot that you sell, or also, they taste exactly like the lachmaniyot mazonis. They said to him in a chanami, did they ever say that it was hamitzi? Did you put the hamitzi on them? Okay, no, he answered them afterwards, but those are certainly made for kviya suda. The shayla is, how do we done this? So it's a machlekes haparitzkim. Many, if you look at the Vezeis HaBracha, he brings down at the end of his sefer from a Kol Kuri from the Rabbanim in America, a bunch of different Rabbanim, that they all said that it's the bracha on them is, says Lamaisa, העובדה היא שרי בני אדם קובעים סעודה על לחמניות אלו, וכל הכוונה באפיית לחמניות אלו לשמש תחליף לכריך רגיל. The whole purpose is to make it instead of a regular sandwich. It says, therefore, הלכך, אף אם דין היסה יהיה כדין היסה של מזיינס, אשר ברגע פעם ואינר קיים, עדיין אין חייב היסה בנטילת ידיים, המועצי ברך למזן, כיוון שיש בהם שיר שרי בני אדם קובעים לסעודה. They were מסעדת, that it could be only a problem if you're קובע סעודה. He says, people that give them out by chasimis, kasher kulam vade kivim aleim suda, hu michshel rabim. Avraham Bick, Reuven Feinstein, Rabbi Sheinman, Rabbi Shestern, Rabbi Saul Belsky, Avraham Blumenkrantz, Kama Poiskim. Then they bring down also here, supposedly from Eliashiv, Rav Osner, Rizk Kirelitz, that they all were mitzadeh, that it does not have a din. Could very well be that it has a din of amaitzi, even from having one bite. It has a din, it could be that it's a regular rope. This also gets to what defines nilosh. Is nilosh have to be very sweet or not so sweet? The mazonos rolls, they are slightly sweet. And you can tell it's nicker, but it's not very sweet. It's not like a piece of cake. Certainly, people aren't sticking eggs into a piece of cake. It's not the derech. The derech of many people is to kaveh suda, therefore. In a case where you kaveh suda, there's nothing to talk about. That's pashut. That's a lekuliyam. That's a mechaber. If you kaveh suda pasva b'kisnin, then the halacha is you have to wash and bench. That's not the nidoin. And memela, if you have a tzad that you're being kaveh suda on it, then there's no question here when you get the mezainis roll. The whole question of mezainis roll is only if you're not being kaveh suda on it. Then we have a shayla, can you be makel and eat it without? So now, if you're taking it and having a tuna fish sandwich inside of it, if you're having two tuna fish sandwiches, lechari you're being kaveh suda on it, I don't think there's any nidoin. If you're having one, or ukedemeh. So very many people are neg to be machmer. The Bnei Torah, I think, are the alpi, many of the rabbanim that are neg to be machmer lechatchilo. However, even if you're not to be to paskin, I can't paskin. I'm not going to be machriya. Certainly, many people hold that it's a mechshel rabbim, and certainly if you're using it b'makom mekviyas, then it certainly is a mechshel for rabbim. And therefore, even if you're going to be mekel, then certainly you have to be careful not to get into a shayla of kviya suda, which is, according to everybody, a chiyuv of hamitzi. So lechatchila, certainly one should not use them if he has a question of kviya suda. Even if he wants to use it just as a snack, which generally most people have ragalach as a snack, they don't have lachmani as a snack. And lachmani is on the plane where it's hard for you to wash your hands, and therefore they have this instead. Not pashut at all that it is mezainis b'chalal b'frat al pi the kviyas of the Mishnah Berurah. According to the way the Mishnah Berurah is magder pasav b'kisnin, it's not made for kviyas suda. This is the type of thing which is lahedi made for kviyas suda. B'pashut this year, if you're eating it as a kviyas suda. Now, what is considered sheer kviyas? If you're eating it as a meal, or you're not just eating it as a snack. If what is a shir kviyas suda? So Mishnah Berurah brings down over here machlekes achreinim. What's considered shir kviyas suda that a person has to be machmer for? Is it gimel or dalet beitzim, or is it shir kviyas suda shal shachris va'arvis? How does he pass on halacha l'maaseh? Sounds like kama achreinim v'agro michlolom, which in his akdama he says that the gro is b'koychei la'achria. This is Vagro Michlolim. It's not brought down in the Bira Gro. The Chayyodim quotes it from the Gro. Shemati mi piv, he says. Then he doesn't go with the Shir of Gimel Dalet Beitzim, and it's only Shir Kviya Suda of Shachris V'Arvis. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that Lechatchila Toiv Lochish Ladas Machmirim Shlo Lechol Arba Beitzim. He doesn't say Gimel Beitzim, only Arba Beitzim. Since it's only a Chumrah, he's only going with the smaller Shir, like Ramesha points out. V'chol Shekein Mudavar Sheyesh Li Istapik Po. Midina will pass by b'kisnin, after mevur the holchem baze la'el alahakol akopan bevadi yishlochus das machmir. He says in a case where you have a suffix whether or not it's possible b'kisnin, then for sure it should be machmir. Maybe it's really pas. Now gimel udalad beitzim, how much is that? Gimel udalad beitzim. So it's about between 200 and 200 gram, 230 grams, depending on exactly give or take, which is a big. A coffee cup full with cookies. Now, obviously, it's not just that you put three cookies inside, you can't jam any more cookies inside. It means the entire thing would be filled. Which means that, lechatchila, if you go down to Beit Yishai and you decide to have breakfast in the morning, then you should be going easy. You probably could figure out, according to the side of the box, exactly how many cookies you could have. I did not do that as yet. But how many cookies you could have before getting to the shayla of Dalet Beitzin. That's the weight that was just given, because that's the truth is the way that the Rabbaner's whole sefer is gebait is on water displacement. It means how much water the kezayit displaces. It's nefach, not mishkal. However, since it's almost impossible for the standard layman or even avreich or even talmud chacham to be able to don every single food how much water it displaces, which is why he made this safer. Therefore, they made an easier way, which is not always 100% accurate, because it depends on the weight of the thing, that how heavy and how light it is. Nevertheless, a berech 230 grams. They gave a shear. Now, certainly, if you have a piece of sponge cake, if you stick it inside of the water, it displaces a lot. If you smash it, then you get another two pieces for the same price. And you could do that. You really could do that. And cookies are much more dense, and therefore it's much more full, but it doesn't displace as much water as a piece of sponge cake. In a chanami, tak is not exactly like that. You know, you get more for your money with cookies, because you have much more. The cookies are much more dense than the cake. This brings, gets people into a lot of shaylas when you get to kiddushim and smorgasbords, and somebody puts out for whatever reason, anytime that anybody puts out any reason. Svarim makadushim, that people are zecha to be mechaber. Anytime a person has to be careful that he's not going to get lechatchila toiv lachush not to eat dalet beitzim. Now I think this is maybe I hope it's an emes and a kudo. L'mishin Bura says toiv lachush. It's a good idea, which is mashma that it's not a chiyuv. Betamikar adin we go shir shachris va'arvis sudas erev avoykir. However, he says in a case where it's something which it's a suffix whether or not it's a pasuk b'kisnin, then bevada yish lachush. It's not like a treif lachush anymore. Bevada yish lachush, because it's a suffix whether or not it's really pas. Now, what's considered a suffix? What's the davar which is a suffix? So we read the mistafin amino that to the Mishneh Brura, if you have nilosh, which is the standard cake and the standard cookie that we have, which is kneaded together with something sweet, that's a vade possible b'kisnin. Why do I say that? Because in Sif Ches, the Mishneh Brura says that in the middle of a Suda, the Bir Halacha says, if you have possible b'kisnin, which is nilush, in the middle of a Suda, ha-mavarech lo hifsir. Somebody that's mavarech is lo hifsir. Uladina nira, he says, im oichu midvar mamul, I'm sorry. By memula. Im oichel midvar memulim beperis. These type of cookies. Hamavarach alayu b'seichasuda lo hifsi. Demashma dereva poiskim sevrim kain dezeo pas kisnin. Something which is memula, not nilish. I apologize. Something which is memula, that's considered vadei pasba b'kisnin, which ragala is also considered memula. Kokosh cake, ragalos, these type of cookies that are memula. All these cake things are considered memula. According to the Mishneh Brura, that's vadei pasba b'kisnin. Why is that? He says, how do I know? Because he says, Amavarach lehifsid. I can't remember another place that the Mishneh Brura ever says such a thing. He says, Amavarach lehifsid. Sometimes he says, Amavarach mezainis lehifsid, Amavarach shahakal lehifsid, Amavarach adama lehifsid. But if you have a suffix whether or not you have a bracha, how could he tell me Amavarach lehifsid? Bevadim Amavarach hifsid. That's the din of suffix brachas lehakal. Of course, Amavarach kem hifsid. How could he say Amavarach lehifsid? You have a suffix whether or not this is possible by kissing. How could he say Amavarach lehifsid? This because Rei Paiskim holds. Therefore, it's come out borer that this is considered possible for kisnin. We also saw such a thing actually by Birchas HaTorah. If a person sleeps during the day, Baruch Lehifsid, there could be a Safik Daraisa. But by Birch Zanenin, Lachura Hamavarach Lehistin, Vadei Mavarach Histin. Elamad Mishabur understood that Mamula is considered Vadei Pasva Bekistin, Mamela. If it would be considered Vadei Pasva Bekistin, it's only a Toiv Lachush. It gets us out of it. Ragalach, it's only a Toiv Lachush Lechatchila for the Dalid. It's not a Vadei Chiv. Now, what then? That's how the Rishonim were kaveh. I don't think it changed. It certainly not. It certainly didn't change. You want to say it. That's how the Rishonim were kaveh, and that's it didn't change. Why should we say that it should change? Now, there's a bunch of different shalos when it gets to kaveh sudo, and that is, what are we talking about that a person is kaveh sudo? It means if he's kaveh sudo, then if you eat pasva bekissin, the amount that a person is ruggled to be kaveh sudo on. Ruggled to be kaveh sudo on cookies that you're eating, or ruggled to be kaveh sudo on bread? What's it referring to? That's first of all. The second question is, what's Kviya Suda? Kviya Suda means Shachar V'Arvis. That was in the olden days when people had two meals a day. They would have two big meals, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Nowadays, people eat, at the best case, they eat only three times a day. Most people eat six times a day. You have a brunch, you have breakfast, and you have a brunch, and you have lunch, and you have before in the afternoon, you have a break, and then you have supper, and then when you come back after night dinner, whatever it is, then you have a little six. So, even if you're one of those people that only eats three times a day, but certainly your three times a day, each one of the sudas is not as big as the sudas shachas arvis. Especially the people that have a breakfast and a supper, that's a smaller meal, and a lunch, which is a bigger meal, or supper, the Americans, Israelis, lunch, whatever it is. Certainly the meals are much smaller. And third of all, let's say you have a big lunch. Lunch, by me, that's the main meal. But breakfast is a small. I have a bowl of cereal for breakfast. So now, if I eat, the derech to eat, to be kaveh for breakfast is much smaller than the amount that you eat for lunch. So what's the shir kaveh sudah? How do we work it out? First of all, do we split it into three instead of two? And even if we split it into three, not each one of the three have the same size. Is it breakfast? If I'm eating breakfast, we're eating lunch. How are we kaveh? So the son of Zeta Bracha says, it's mal mafurish in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that shir kaveh sudah is, when you get to the first shayla, is if you're eating this thing, if you're eating these cookies. How much would a person eat from these cookies? So now, it's hard to know that, because a person is generally not kaveh suda on cookies. In the morning, yeshiva service by breakfast, they serve cookies. A lot of times people eat cookies to get you through the morning, but it's not, you're not really being kaveh suda on it. If you'd be sitting down to a normal meal, you're going out for breakfast with somebody, you sit down with a bagel and with cream cheese and with a salad, and that's a meal. And then you're not hungry till lunch. You sit down to a bunch of cookies, then it fills you up, and then by 12 o'clock you're getting a coffee and whatever else you're getting along the way, because it's hard to say that that's really a kaveh sudah. Lamaisa, people do that. Look what goes on. People certainly eat cookies for breakfast, or they eat a Danish for breakfast, kadema, these type of things, but it's not exactly clear that they're really being kaveh sudah on it. So it's hard to know exactly what the shir kaveh sudah is, but we'll say that it's more than dalat beitzim, but it's not. It's probably not much more than dalat beitzim. When it gets to kviyas suda of breakfast on cookies, a kviyas suda of breakfast on cookies.
If it's a
svia, that's a shir. If it's less than dalat beitzim, then the chayra svia is not going to be anything. If it's dalat beitzim and you have a shir svia, then the chayra in a chanami. It's getting into shayla of birchas hamazon. If you mamash have a svia, a lot of times you don't really feel svia. These are the part of the. Difficulty is that a person doesn't really feel tzviya after eating cookies the same way he does after eating a Shabbos Suda. Shabbos Suda, he could put down three or four times the amount he could eat when he gets cookies, even if he feels full from the cookies, because cookies are very sweet. You can't eat a lot of it.
You could eat.
You can't eat so much of it. Maybe it depends on your age also. But there's a certain amount of ragalach and cookies and that you could eat without feeling it just doesn't give you that same satiation as having a meal of challah and chicken and rice and potatoes and kugel and mechulam. It doesn't give you. Mamela, people will fill up, they'll feel that their body is telling them to stop at a much earlier point than a real kviya suda. It had to be eating a bagel together with cream cheese and a salad and whatever else, cut of vegetable.
What? It hasn't gone babe. Cookies or just the flour?
The pashtus is it's the cookies where mitzaref everything. You could clear vinaigrette if you have cheesecake or memule, those stuff included. But pashtus, all the ingredients which are mixed together, are according to Mishnah Berurah that's the minhag erlam vinaigrette al micha. But pashtus also makes it that's the kviyas suda. It sounds from the price game that we also reckon with what's the derech Bizmanenu, the Shir Kviyas Suda is 3 times a day, and therefore we rechmeh 3 times a day. Memela lechatchila, a person should be nizer not to go all out and get to eating. If he's going to get to a Shir Sviya, certainly he's going to get into shaylas. You certainly have a shayla when you get to a birchas hamazon. So if a person is eating cookies without any cheshbon, and you hold him by 25-30 cookies, it could be easy that you really are mechuyev, possibly midaraisa, to bench. It's not pasha that you're not. The question is, when you get to lechatchila, when you get to dalar beitzim, how much is considered dalar beitzim when you get to lechatchila? Could be that it's best, if you really want to have so many cookies, is to take a cupful of cookies, make a mezainis, make alamichya, and then 20 minutes later, make another mezainis alamichya. Such a case. L'chur, it's not, but to sit down in one sitting and have that, it's a shayla whether or not you're getting into kviya sudo.
Is there a time span for all those 20 cookies?
No. There's no time span for all those 20 cookies, but pashtis, but again, to possible, kezayis de'echilas pras, that's kidei, to be mevarach and alamichya. The kezayis is, has to be eaten within 3 or 4 minutes. However, once you already got your chiyuv birchas abracha achrayna, and your question is just whether or not you have a shir suda, then bepashti could be mitzarif, even if it's not, over the course of a kedei achilas pras. I mean, the person that ate 17 seldor cookies while he was learning Shemaita Dalet, for those that weren't looking at the sheet, I could take the credit for that. If we got the shir sviya, then you'd have to bench. I can't recall what happened then. This is going back more than 25 years. But it was over the course of, I don't know how long it was. It could be that at a certain point you never shear feel svia if it was 2 hours. I don't remember how long it took us to learn Shmaitza. But that was the chura in a chanami. Once you got to the shear bracha chreino, then you cannot be mitzaref. The it doesn't make a difference how long the shear is. Now there's another nekuda here, and that is a chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham comes up with a chiddush that we didn't see in any of the Rishonim, and it's a chiddush which causes a lot of problems for a lot of people. And that is that problems. What does it mean, problems? It causes them to change their eating habits, which is not a problem. It's actually a very good thing, but it causes a difficulty in the way that people eat. And that is, the Magen Avraham says that if a person eats pasta baba kistin together with other foods, and he gets the shir of kviya suda, then he's also chayit mevarach acharav birchas hamazon. Which means you have two berekas together with chicken rice, potato kugel, and Yerushalmi kugel and apple crisp, you have to be mevarach birchas hamazon. Now, that means that your standard leftovers from Shabbos, you have to be mevarach birchas hamazon. You didn't wash. You had your chicken, your rice, and your kugel, and one piece of deli roll. Bang. You have your deli roll, that's your mezainis, pasta baba kistin. L'chura, your mitzarfit with everything else, and even though you didn't have a shir dalet beitim, but you're ready to mitzarfit with everything else, you have to mevarach birchas hamazon. You go to a kiddush, and you have 3 ragalach, and you have 2 pieces of Yerushalmi kugel, and 1 piece of potato kugel, and a half a bowl of chalent, you're finished. It's also not a good idea before a kiddush, mishaburis, besides shalom bayit. It's also, mishaburis says that the same way you're not supposed to eat on Friday afternoon, you should come into your sudas Shabbos let the oven. You're not supposed to eat too much by kiddush on Shabbos morning, so you should come to your shul shachas but the oven. The Bir Alacha passes that in Hilchos Shabbos. It's a chiyuv. It's a din. The same way that you're not supposed to be kavei suda, the same Indian not to be kavei suda on Friday afternoon. All these cases, you go to a shmorg and you have a piece of cake and you have some of the schnitzel and you have you're getting to you only had 2 pieces of cake, but you had schnitzel and you had a little bit of excellent. The question is, where did the Magen Avraham get this halacha from? Where did he see this? So if we understand that the whole yisrei, the pasuk b'kisin, is that it's not the derech to be kevei suda on it, but when you are kevei suda on it, then it's a regular pas. So what's the halacha? So comes along the Magen Avraham and he tells you, he's medayek actually from Lashon HaGemara, but comes along the Magen Avraham and he tells you, if I use pas hababa kisin the same way that I would use pas, then what's halacha? I asked many people here, what does the Friday night suda look like? And most of them told me, we have a little bit of challah at the beginning, and maybe we have it in some dips, then we have the fish, and chicken soup, and chicken, and rice, and potato kugel, whatever kugel, cranberry crisp. Whoa. So what'd you fill yourself up on? The 2 pieces of challah at the beginning of the suda, or the fish and the other thing? Now, Befrat, that Ramesha says, are you mechuyiv midaraisa? A person that has one piece of, one slice of challah, and then he has chicken and rice, potato kugel, mishal mikugel, and all those things that he has. Is he chayiv midaraisa when he's soveir or not? Says Ramesha, it's pasha that you're chayiv midaraisa. Pasha that you're chayiv midaraisa, shir sviya, even though your chiv sviya, even though your shir sviya wasn't just from bread. It was from other things as well. It brings rice from yantif, that you're chiv to eat also meat, ukidemeh. And your suda is not just from pas, and even so, your mechuyim midaraisa. He said the mechuyim to bench brings a bunch of rice. The mechiyach that in a chayim mechuyim midaraisa comes along. The Magen Avraham says, so come to us. If I go ahead and I use my pas of kiss in the same way as I use bread, so now I'm being kaveh suda, and I'm using it the same way I'm using my bread. I'm using it as a kaveh suda. I have a piece of deli roll. I have a deli roll together with other chicken and rice bechulum. So I had my bread, my pas of kiss, and then I filled myself up on other things. A person that has pasul v'kisin together with other foods is getting into a real shaila of a bracha achreinu. Now, if you're going to take this together with Mishnah Berurah says that chachili should be machmer dalei beitzim, then by any kiddush, you shortly after you started eating, you're in trouble. So, what do we do? So the truth is that zlez bracha is meichiach from Sharatzian. That this shir, Kim Dumani, the Chazanish says the same thing. He says he brings down, Weber told him the same thing. That this tziruf is only to get to a shir kviyat sud of shachras arvis. It's not a shir for dalad beitzim. And the mailer daf could be together if you feel satisfied afterwards. Imamish got to you had a bowl of chalent, and you had two pieces of yushalmi kogel, and you had a few pieces of potato kogel, and you also had some mezainis. Then, that's something that we're talking about, that you're getting to shir kviyat sud. But the dalad beitzim, in a chanami, you wouldn't have to be choshish. However, we still have an issue. What do we do about this lamaisa? What do we do about this lamaisa? How do we melamed zchus or get out of this issue bekavod? So, there's a few different possibilities. First of all, it's not so pashut. The chem in Moshe is chaylik in Gansan on the Magen Avraham. The Birkei Yosef in Chida says also, it's not so pashut. This Magen Avraham, you can start with other things. Like we said before, and the Rishonim didn't bring this down. This is a Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. The Kaf HaChaim brings down the Magen Avraham, and he says the meaning is not like the Magen Avraham. Yeah, I'm sorry, he brings down the Chidah, that's Chiddush on the Magen Avraham. He says, the meaning is like the Chidah, not like the Magen Avraham. And that certainly is the meaning. The question is that a proper meaning or not? The Aruch HaShulchan is Shrayas Chai V'Kayim. He says, Fartzoku, Kikruchio, all the Gedolim, about what goes on by Chasanas and by all these types of Simchas, that people eating types of bread and cakes and cookies together with meat and other types of things, and they have a shir suda. He says, "Befrat lefi the Magen Avraham that you can be mitzarf the two things together." Some people even have a shir suda just from the mezain. And for sure, according to Magen Avraham, mitzarf for sure, we have people. There's only ma'at yirei shemayim that are machmer on such a thing, either not to eat so much or to wash beforehand. So what do we do? So lemaisa we have a chemin moishin, and the Berkei says that are chalik. The thing is, like I heard from Berkowitz, lemaisa Mishabur brings down the Magen Avraham. Mishabur goes with it. Ramaisha goes with it in Kama Mekayimis. There's at least three or four chuvas from Ramaisha where he quotes this Magen Avraham, lahalacha lemaisa. So Mamela, that's not such a eitza. The Aruch HaShulchan, he brings down when he's bimalam etzchus. He says maybe kibim lamed zchus. Says the lashon of the riff is vehilchasa im achol lehu b'teiras kisnin, then mevarach alav mezainis. Vim achol lehu b'teiras kviyasuda mevarach amaiti berach zamazin. So he says what does it mean im achol lehu b'teiras kisnin or b'teiras kviyas? Says the mashmaus is that you have to be sitting down to a meal. When a person sits down to a Friday night suda, what is the first thing he does after he washes, makes kiddush and makes amaiti? Takes off your jacket, takes off your hat, and you sit down. He says, that's the masav when you're being kaveh sudo. You take off your outer begadim, and you sit down, and you're kaveh sudo. When you're by a shmorg, what's going on? He says, people take it, and they're eating standing up, going from table to table, and it's total arai. It's total not kaveh sudo. It's shrai that it's not kaveh sudo. So you're right, in a chanami, they're eating a lot. But the whole mahus of it is not kaveh sudo. They're not coming to being kaveh sudo. Memela ken zayin. There's a makom to be mekel. Rav Shlomo Zalman is mitzadeh like this in Shmirish to also in Semen Nundalit. He's also mitzadeh maybe possibly like that. L'mayis Aruch HaShulchan says at the end, he says, Aval Yori Shemayim Shemir Nafshoi, I think he says, or Yori Shemayim, he says, Yarchi katz mei bimenu, hurachum yuchaper oven. That's where he ends off at the end. Hurachum yuchaper oven. So he's bim lamitzchus, sanigurin shay yisrael, aruch hashochan lehalocha. And he always goes to be misaneger on the minig klal yisrael, the maisa. However, it's not pashut b'chol. And therefore, he says, a person should be Chori Yor Elikim Yochai Kesas Mei Mizeh V'Urach Micha Parah.
This Limitzchus
would have
been
shared with the Limitzchus. Why does the Limitzchus not help them? That, no, it does, because there they do it as a Kviya Suda. While you're on the plane, Ukademe, they sell it, they serve it by Chasanim. They serve it when a person is being Kviya Suda. That's the biggest issue. The biggest issue is when they serve it for Kviya Suda. The guy that's eating it as a snack, a halbitzar. The problem is everybody else that's eating it for Kviya Suda, even if they're not eating a shear, but that's what it's made for. It's made as a sandwich. It's made for a sandwich.
Because Sunday night leftovers
are going to
have this
eitzah. The Sunday night leftovers are going to... You don't have this eitzah, walk around like a shmarach. So what eitzah do we have? And by your kiddush in the morning, also, yesh l'ayin, whether or not you're sitting down with your talis, maybe that's... Now, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is... Vim achla im basar kasva achrein im dem achla levade tar shiach shir shachim regim is bay menu. Vim achla im basar yadvarim achim shimalaftin bay hapas. The lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is if you eat it together with other things that your malaf is bay hapas. The mashmois is that it's dafka when you're eating, for example, crackers with herring, or you're eating lachmitz with tuna fish. These type of things, deli roll, it's eaten together with other things. However, if you're having chocolate cake. And you also have Yerushalmi Kugel. Can you say that Yerushalmi Kugel is coming to be Malafis, the chocolate cake? L'chura, there's a big tzad to be mekal, something which is mufka and gansen, to not to be mitzarefit. Not to be mitzarefit. Another tzad to be mekal is how much you're eating. If a person just has one kezayis, or two kezayis, we have two ragalach. That's the amount of bread that you eat in a suda. How much does a standard person eat in a suda of bread? One kezayis. You know what one kezayis is? A half a slice of bread. Half a slice of angels. Half a slice of challah. This is in a regular suda when he's kaveh a suda. I think that he eats at least a whole slice, if not two, or maybe even more. Now, one slice is at least a kebetza. If you're having a few cookies, you're okay without being mitzar. Even if you're mitzarfit, that's you haven't used the cookies like you would bread. And memela. Ramesha says, even with less than Gimel Dalet Beitzim, the derech is to be Kaveh Sudan. In America, people don't eat so much bread, they fill themselves on other things, but still they have at least a piece or two of bread. But maybe if you're just having one ragala, or two pieces of cake, like I don't know exactly how much, where to draw the line. But that's not the amount of Befrat. The Mechatzin Shekel says the Iker Kaveh Sudan has to be from the possible of a Kisnan. Mishnah Berurah does not bring that down. That's already another Tzad Lekula. Lemaisa Ramesha himself was not happy with this, with these tzadikula. He says, he talks about eating cake together with other foods by a chasana, and he says that they're mitzar, even though l'chari you're not malafis by a sapas. Mamela, there are those that are machmir. The Vizlis of Bracha comes up with an eitzah, an interesting type of eitzah, and he says, let's have a gibzach an eitzah for most of the scenarios. And that is to make an alamichi after you have your cookie, your ragalach, you go to a kiddush. You're going to sit down, you're going to have potato kugel, and you're going to have chant, ukadayme, whatever it is. Have two ragalach, make an alamichil, eat the rest of the things. Now that gets a little bit into an issue if you have to make a mezainis afterwards. If you're having a piece of your shami kogel afterwards, can you do that? You can make alamichil and ragalach and now have to make a new mezainis. Can you have in mind that your alamichil should only pater your ragalach and shouldn't pater up your shami kogel? That will have to get to Bezer Hashem whether or not you can do that in a bracha achrina. Whether or not it could only be mesachis to one thing, not another thing. But you can get somebody else to be mitzi for mezainis also. That's a halbitzar. Get somebody else to be mitzi you for the mezainis. Now, it's also a chiddush that because I made my alamichi in the middle, it's not going to be mitzarf. I heard from a Berkowitz that in such a case it would be mitzarf. That lemaisa, the fact you made alamichi in the middle, but be'etzem it's too chalakam v'suda. You got to stuck your alamichi in the middle. But it's hard to say that it's not considered one suda. If you stop for 20 minutes, I understand. But the guy's in the middle of eating his ragalach and he's eating his... He makes alamecha, and then he did say, if you eat the cake at the end, so you filled yourself up, and now you're having cake for dessert, then it's not mitzar. He said from Diane Fisher. Because that's not a chilek of yisud b'chol. So if you want, it's much better to eat your ragalach at the end than to eat at the beginning. It's not stama cheshbin. When you eat at the beginning, you're eating it l'soiva. It's part of your meal. When you're eating at the end, you already filled yourself up on other things. It's more of a dessert. It's not considered, and therefore it's not going to be mitzdarif there. So, are there ways to get out of it? There are certainly ways. The Pashat Mashmoyes, the Mishnah Berurah, is that if it's lalafes, if it's not lalafes, mamela, it's not going to be mitzdarif. However, you're still going to have to be careful. We're going to get to lachmit crackers, with these type of other things that you put tuna fish on, you put eggs out on. To be careful not to get to a shear of a kviya sudo. If you're sitting down, and people that use lachmit crackers, I heard that lachmit crackers, they went to Osem and they asked them, please create a type of cracker that will fill yourself up like a meal, and therefore, and you shouldn't have to wash them. So some people say, b'chol, you have to wash them now. Now it's being used, it's made for kviya sudo. I heard from a Berkowitz that lachmit crackers are not included in that. Lamaisa, people are not kviya sudo on a standard sudo, they're not kviya sudo on crackers. Even if you're having a lunch and you're eating it together with, that no one's going to eat a real meal with lachmit crackers. So that's generally, you wash. In our chevra, that's how it is, and therefore it's going to be mezainis. However, if you're being mitzarif at the other things, then you're getting to shalas of shir kviya sudo. No, because the deli roll behechrich is considered is not dessert. It's hard to say that you're eating something which is to eat bread as dessert. L'chor, that's considered a. Are there eitzas? There are eitzas. There's what to be tzaymachon. You could say l'maisav as a bracha goes with this that you can make an alamichya. So therefore, it's possible b'kisnin. If you're having a deli roll ukedema, you can make an alamichya according to him, and then continue the rest of your chicken, rice, ukedema. There's certainly what is to be tzaymachon. To know where we stand, there is what to be choshish. Weiter ist da. Keep on going. Well, Sif Zayin. We'll stop before Sif Ches, Sif Zayin. The Sif Zayin talks about we really should do Ches because we have so much to do and so little time. But we'll see Sif Zayin, Bezer Hashem. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, possible by Kisnin, three different Shitas. Yesh Mefarshim, that it's Memula. Yesh Mefarshim, that it's Nilosh. According to the Mechaber, means as long as it's Tam B'Tarev, it's a May Paris. The Ramaz Chayilik, and he says it has to be Tam, which is Nikr Ma'id. And some people say that it's possible kissing, which are crisis, which is crunchy. We'll go through each one, bring out the Allah Lama'isa Be'ez Hashem. According to Mechaber, any time that you have that it's Nikr, the sweetness in a bread, then it's a already a Mezainis, not a Ma'itzi. Therefore, the Sfaradim are very makbin not to buy the chalot mitukot that they sell in the bakery because according to them it's a mezainis, it's not a hamoitzi. You could don that maybe it's made for kviya suda if it's a mamash chalot and therefore it should always be hamoitzi. But the pashtus is, I know Sfaradim that whenever they go to somebody's house they bring chalas along with them because the pashtus is that the chalas that they're going to eat by the person's house are mezainis, not a hamoitzi. The Ashkenazim holds that it has to be that it's nikr. The lashon of the Rama is shekimat hadvash vatavlin heima ikr. It has to be that the dvash and the tavlin are kimat the ikr. What does that mean that it's kimat the ikr? The Mishnah Berurah is masber. He says it depends. If it's talking about a case where you're using flour and water and you're mixing in tavlin, then in that case you have to mix in the tavlin that they're kimat sheyaminker hatavlin betam yoiser meakemach. Means that it stands out clearly. The tam of the tavlin are so strong that it stands out only as the bread as the cookie taste. And then he says another thing. He says that let's say it's a flour and water mixture. There's no tavlin that's mixed inside. Instead of using the water, you're using juice. Then the juice has to be at least 50% of the liquid. You could have 49% water, 51% apple juice, and then together with the flour, that's already considered nilish. But even so, he says, you need shal yideze nirgish mei matam harbi ma'oid at shal yideze him ikr v'tam ha'isa tafel. He says that its mamash sticks out tremendously. Now the standard cookie and cake, certainly it is that way. With regard to breads and other things that they make in the bakeries that are nilosh, like I heard from Berkowitz, it's very hard to say, even if they got to 51%, it's very hard to say that the tam is nirgash harbe in the bread. It's hard to say that it's going to be a mezainis. How that stims with the Rama, l'chur, it's very hard to say. It is a little sweet. That's the ikr tam. That's mamash like a cookie. Very hard to say. And the mele, it's not so pashit that they would best have a din of a mezainis. The standard cookie cake certainly does have. Now, it doesn't have to be that it's mamish raiv to bring down from the chazanish. It means that it has to be very boilit, the tam. The tam has to be very boilit, that it's considered nilish. When you bite into a cookie, you're right that it tastes a cakey cookie taste, but it's also, you taste the sweetness just as strong as you taste the cookie. Stands out. That is certainly considered nilish. What's considered memula? So Mishnah Berurah says something interesting. He says that you have to be Mistava demari gamkin shetama mili nikr beiso. You need that the tama, the mili, should be nikr in the iso. That doesn't mean that you have to taste it in the iso. It means when you bite into it, that you taste it when you're biting into the cookie, that the cake that you're eating, you taste the it's not just a tiny little bit. It's nikr, it's a lot. The way that the Sharatin talks about it, he says, kimen sheiso memula mehem mistama nirga shetam harvi ma'oid v'lei tam kol shehu. Memela, the question that we had, people that take raisins and they put them into their challah, you write it's memula, even if you put in chocolate chips, you write it's memula, it's not nirgash atam harvi in it, therefore it's not going to be considered mezainis, it's going to be hamoitzi. If you put in a lot of chocolate chips in one spot, maybe. But generally it's not going to be that way. Now, once it's considered memula, then, and it was baked that way, then it doesn't make a difference whether or not the dough tastes like sweet or not. As long as when you bite into an entire cake, you're biting into something which is sweet, then that's enough. If you take off just the top, of course it's going to taste like bread. That's not a problem. Therefore, if you have kokish cake, and you cut off the ends, and the ends taste like challah, that's fine. You still make a mezainis on it, because it was baked together as the memula, and you got it, took off part that didn't have the milui. But certainly, it's still going to be mezainis. I saw that from Shlomo Zalman. That's the chur, it's still going to be mezainis. What's considered parich? What's considered crunchy? Now, certainly crackers and bagel and pretzels and kabukim and lachmitz and these type of things are crunchy and they have a din of kaisis. The standard cookie, it's hard to say that it's, you're right that it's dry, but kaisisin, the lashon of ka'ovim yevashin with kaisisin oisam. Kaisisin is like the lashon that's used with raw, with kernels. It's something which it's mamish crunchy. It's you have to chew it down. The standard cookie is not that way. It's soft. You don't hear the crunch. I can't say that that's together, but it's pretty close. Beis Yishai cookies also not. No, unless they really burnt them, then it's. But the standard cookie is not that way. The standard cookie, it's soft enough that it's not going to be considered. It's nilish, and therefore you don't have a problem. But it's not. Pasha is not considered kaisisin. The question that pastry dough also lechera is also not considered. As I heard from Berkowitz, also it's not crunchy. And therefore, even though it breaks into little pieces, it's parech, but it's not considered. It's not considered kavim yivation shekoyses in itself. Apple pie is going to be telling how hard it is. In the Chanami, you heard from Berkowitz that is considered that it is crunchy. It does have a, but it really depends on how you make it. Now, the big shaila is what do you do with matzah? Matzah. So it's fine to make a mezainis on matzah. L'chare, they should make a mezainis on matzah. Because it's made for, it's crunchy, mamash like a cracker. They make crackers called matziot. They look like small matzahs, and they taste like small matzahs. They have a little bit of salt inside, but that's what they are. And people make mezainis on it, because it's a cracker. But now you have a big cracker. They have big crackers that they sell in boxes that they write on it matzahs. And all of a sudden you have to make a hamaitzi on it. What's going on over here? So the truth is that the Sfaradim, what they do themselves, Benegeta Pesach, they also make Amalitza on it. But there, it makes sense. Hakost of Kol V'Chayva. The Torah is Mechayev you to eat at least Leil Rishon of Pesach. And therefore, you have to be Kavei Asuda on Matzah. It has a din of Lechem Ayini. Therefore, in Ekonami, now is the time you can be Kavei Asuda on it. And therefore, you make Amalitza. They get into Shalas. What do you do with your leftover Matzah after Pesach? The first half of the Matzah, you made Amalitza on. The second half of the Matzah, what are you going to do afterwards? You can make Amalitza on it? Are you making Bezenis on it? Some people say that in Echanami, if it was the same matzah, then you don't. Some will say on Leil Matzah Pesach, that you don't really have bread yet. In Echanami, you make a maitzi. Some people even take it for much longer. I think the Svar Pshuta is only in a time that you have to be Kavei Asud on it. Then it has the Shem Lechem. If you don't have a Kavei Asud, then that's how. So, Mik Machlak is a place in the Svar, though, not being Machriya, Lahalacha. But Lechur, Mitzvar, there are definitely those that say that. Mitzvar, I would say that only when you have to eat that bread, because you have no other bread to eat, then it has been bread. The question is, what does Ashkenazim do? Why is matzah considered something that you make hamotzi on? L'chor, it's a big cracker, it's parach. Oh, so you could say that once the Torah tells you that it has a din, that you could be kaveh asuda on it, so therefore, it's considered a pass for the entire year. Even though Lamaisa is not the derech for people Kaveya Suda. That's really a problem. People are not Kaveya Suda. So people say, what do you mean? Shal Shudas, people are Kaveya Suda on it. That's the standard bread for Shal Shudas. Of course, why is it that way? Why do people use matzah for Shal Shudas? Because they found an Eitzah to wash on something which is much lighter that they don't have to use bread. In other words, they're looking for a cracker, and we found the cracker that I can make Amaisi on. So that's what you do. I don't want to wash, but I have to wash because it's been to wash three times on Shabbos. But it's too heavy for me. So I'll find a cracker that I can eat. But it's not because Be'etem, people want to be Kaveh Suda on matzahs. And therefore, the standard person on a regular Tuesday morning is not eating matzah, even if he has in his house. He's not eating matzah as his Kaveh Suda. That's not the derech to be Kaveh Suda on you. You have to say, since the Torah considered it past Penegeta Pesach, therefore, people would eat it as a snack, like a regular cracker, if they could. But since it's Hamaitzi, they don't. It's great. It's easy. It's crunchy. It goes together with your tuna fish. It's awesome. What? That's why you put something on top of it. That's why you put something on top of it. It's cracker. It's kishmak. Yeah, it won't be Kaveh Suda. I'll have a little snack. I'll make a little sandwich with tuna fish, and that's it. That's only if I'm Kaveh Suda. If I'm not Kaveh Suda, like, if I eat it like a cracker, I'll take a half and use it as a cracker. That Lamaisa, that is the minig Olam, you're not going to get out of it. The question is, what's Takap Shat? I heard that a Choshev Talmud Chacham doesn't eat, somebody told me this morning, Choshev Talmud Chacham doesn't eat crackers because Beth Mi has this question. Beth Mi on matzah, the question is the other way around. On matzah, you shouldn't have to wash. We do wash, so then a cracker should be the same thing because they have the same halacha. The question is really, why do you wash on matzah, not why do you not wash on crackers? But the final halacha that we will discuss, and that is things that do not have any of these tanaim. The Mishnah, the Mechaber brings down three tanaim. What's the story with the things that croissant that is made? Many of them are nilish, but if it's not, it's baked and then afterwards they dip it in. Some people make ragalach like that. They make a regular dough and then they dip it into a sweet liquid, sugar water afterwards, after it's ready baked. So what's the halach in that case? It seems that the minig of the Olam is to be makel in a lot of these cases, especially if that's the derech of how it's made. If the kavana lichatchila was to make it in this oifen, for example, a donut, which you're gonna fill afterwards, that's the derech that you use it afterwards. Wafers are like that. The mezainis part of the wafer is not sweet. It could be it's not even considered crunchy, yesh la'ayin. But you mix it, they have a lot together, and therefore it causes, but they're mamalit afterwards. Since that's the oifen, it's not considered finished. Until you finish the process of dipping it into the liquid, ukedemen, then that's all considered a part of the process, even though it comes asking, and we still would consider it a mezainah since it's not the derech to be made a suda, and therefore it would have a din of possible b'kisna.